The Federal Labor Party is unveiling its latest version of energy policy later today, no doubt sparking another hyper-partisan ding-dong over it. Fran Kelly will interview Labor's energy spokesman Mark Butler about the details after 7:30. And as the politicians argue over the future pathway for the nation's power sector, an energy revolution is taking place without them. Wind, solar and hydro storage projects are booming, but investment and planning controls aren't keeping pace with the rollout of renewables. And experts say that poses big challenges for governments. Tom Major reports.
North Queensland farmer Des Bolton has spent more than a year fighting plans to develop a high-voltage transmission line through his property, 200 kilometres west of Townsville.
At the moment, the utilities are coming across our land, left, right and centre, the power network. We're simply being bombarded by people wanting to use our land, access to our land, etc.
Des says he supports renewable energy, but the proposal for power lines through his land to transport electricity from the massive GenX Kidston Renewable Energy Station has him worried about potential impacts on his organic beef operation, and he wants the developer to use an existing route.
There's a high voltage corridor already, that's 132 kVA. The advantage of using that is we keep all the high voltage lines in one corridor.
Down the road in the town of Hughenden, development of two energy parks has reinvigorated the town. It's not farmers but developers concerned about a lack of planning there.
We're looking at a portfolio of projects north of Hughenden all the way up towards Cairns, so basically the big Kennedy region. What is missing is the infrastructure, the transmission infrastructure, the grid support. If there was some government investment in making the grid stronger and some transmission capacity, then the whole of this area would open up.
It's a wider symptom of the rapidly changing energy landscape. The national grid is changing to a more complex system of smaller generators, but Australia's network is stuck in a model developed last century when large-scale coal, hydro and gas-powered stations supplied electricity. Professor Kenneth Baldwin from the Australian National University's Energy Change Institute likens it to the development of the internet.
This, as you say, is a seismic shift in the way that electricity is generated and distributed. So in the future, it will look much more like the internet of energy, in the same way that the internet developed into multiple nodes and many different interconnecting pathways.
Professor Baldwin says forward thinking is needed to enable the market to work for the newly emerging generators, hundreds of kilometres from consumers.
All these features of the future energy landscape are located in areas that are not necessarily where the demand is. So you have to then arrange the electricity network to access the best resources and the best storage.
And that requires significant investment and incentives to build transmission lines to bring power to the people who need it.
At the moment, there is not a clear pathway for determining where those should be, how much they should cost and who pays for it.
And that's Kenneth Baldwin, the director of the ANU's Energy Change Institute, ending that report by Tom Major.